Who wants to die?
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And you're listening to the podcast that is making conspiracies fun again. This week, we are talking about Be a Doll and Don't Kill Me.
Oh,
the
fun.
Real story of Chucky.
Oh, hell yes.
Very excited to do that.
Yeah.
This is the one of the last of our Halloween-themed October episodes. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
in my mind.
Good time.
It's been a little bit off the beaten track for us.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of a blast, I think, talking about.
Yeah. Talk about some spookiness and some dead people.
Haunted house. We've had great guests on.
Yeah,
we have. This is going to be fun because we have our good friend of the pod back on for their episode. He's done a Zoom episode with us back in the old days, but we're very glad to have him in the studio. Welcome, Andy Forrester, to the pod back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, man. This place is awesome.
Man, yeah.
There's your beer crack.
Yeah.
A waddle botter top. Yeah, waddle botter top spinner doesn't sound as good.
I'm a weirdo.
That's totally fine.
I don't like beer or any alcohol.
That's totally fine. That's fine.
We wanted to have you on because you kind of dabble in the macabre, right?
I do. I don't know why, because it wasn't always this way, but I would say definitely within the last, 5 years or more, I've gotten to the point where I almost exclusively watch horror movies. Mm. And I'm not like, hey.
That's how you wind down?
Yeah, it's very weird. Yeah. I know. But like, there's people who in October, they're like, all right, 31 days of horror movies. I'm like, you should try 365, man. It's a good time. And my wife has finally said, like, you might have a problem or something. Like, that's a little much. And I don't, it's not like only, but I enjoy them. Y'all know Dusty Cagle, right?
Yeah. Of course. Dusty's good dude.
He loves horror movies as well. We've bonded over that, and we'll send each other stuff back and forth.
Nice.
Like, have you seen this one? And, some are so bad, like Velocipastor. It is a terrible, terrible movie. But it is worth watching for about 15 minutes so you can see that they clearly were out to make a bad movie.
Nice.
So,
I got a question for you. When you think of a horror movie, because here's why I ask. I was looking up top grossing horror films of all time, and much to my surprise, some of the movies on the list were not what I would call horror films.
Yeah.
Like I Am Legend, which is a Will Smith movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that horror.
Yeah, there's the Meg. I mean, I get it. It's right.
You're right, because it's, they've classified Jaws as a horror movie, I think, ever since it came out.
Yeah.
And the Meg is.
Yeah, but it's.
I'm with you. There are certain ones, there's people who are like, The Shining's not a horror movie. I'm like, it's a horror movie, dude. Like, it's maybe my all-time favorite.
Yeah, it's got twins in it. How's it not a horror movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Silence of the Lambs, you'd call that a horror movie?
No.
Something about that makes it not... it teeters. I think that's what a thriller is.
That's what I think.
A thriller is like, hey, we're teetering between horror and action, and there's like intrigue and that sort of thing, but it's not the gore fest. But, when you go looking... There's different categories of horror, and depending on which streaming service you're looking at, some of them are like, do you want to watch gore? Do you want to watch science fiction horror movie?
Right.
Which I love that. I mean, and I have figured out that there are certain ones that I don't care for. I don't care for just flat out torture from other human beings. Like if it's like, something like.
You want it to take on the shape of something that's not.
There's one called Lake Placid, and it's like this couple's just hanging out by this lake, and these jerk kids are playing their music too loud. They go say something to them, and then it's on, and these kids are basically hunting this couple and torturing them. And I'm like, I probably got like 30 minutes into that, and I was like, I don't, I could finish it. I should just finish it. But I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I don't. I don't want to watch people harass people like that, because I'm like, that's what's wrong with people today. Anyway, I like the escapism of it. I like creatures. I like evil creatures. I like that stuff, you know, that sort of thing. So I mean, but I do. I just figured that out one day. I was like, I won't watch a hostile movie.
Oh, hell no.
I won't watch those. And I've never seen them. And I just heard about them.
Yeah.
And you're like, that guy, Eli Roth, clearly something a little deranged about him.
Yeah.
And but it's like, you know, kids who like go to a hostel in a foreign country and all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're going to torture you. I'm like,
did you see Midsommar?
I did see Midsommar.
I probably should have stopped, but I watched it. It was, I get your point. I tend to like the ones where it's.
But those are crazy. Like that's like its own brand of like folk horror, which is like the witch, or as me and my buddy call it, the vavitch, because that's what it's spelled with two V's.
Oh, yeah. And, double V.
Yeah. But like I watched a new one recently called it's German, and it is along the lines of the witch.
Das Witch?
Hagenzoss. Haagen-Dazs. It is not Haagen-Dazs, but I did look it up.
Yeah.
It is a folk horror thing. It is in German. And I, you know, initially years ago, I probably never would have watched a horror movie that was in a foreign language. But over the last few years, there's been so many good ones that I'm like, I did figure out you watch it in the original language and you have the subtitles. Hmm. Don't watch it where it's dubbed in English. Because like if you watched what's the Asian show, the Squid Game.
Yeah, and there's just one Asian show right now.
But when you watch Squid Game, when I tried to watch it, I was watching it in English with subtitles, which I guess if it's in English, who needs subtitles? But I'm old and people whisper. So I was watching it and I was like, this is terrible, because the people doing the voiceovers, it so doesn't match.
Oh, I thought they did pretty good.
Well, they
compared
may,
to like
yeah.
a
but
lot
like
of stuff.
I like the one that won the Academy Award. Mm. I mean, that was awesome. The movie where they like secretly live in a house.
Is it an Asian one?
Oh, that is a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Asian. Yeah, crazy. Yeah,
it's Korean, isn't it?
Yeah, Korean.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't I think of it?
It's a they
start with a P. No.
Parasite.
That's a great movie.
Never seen it.
And there's another one that he made before that.
Okay.
Wow. Interesting.
And it is really good. Creature.
Have you seen the Child's Play movies?
I have seen some of the Child's Play movies. I it's weird. Somehow, you know, again, I watch all these horror movies, and I don't necessarily love some of the bigger franchises. Mm. Like, I like Friday the 13th. You know, a couple of them.
Sure.
Well, once you start playing the, you know, Jason goes to New York and Jason goes to space and that kind of thing.
Right.
You're losing me, you know. And I will tell you that I grew up where, you know, I didn't get to watch horror movies a lot. I didn't get to read Stephen King. You know, they were my mother was a very religious zealot. So that sort of stuff. You know, but it's funny because as a kid, I could talk like Freddy Krueger. It hurts my voice now, but I could do it as a kid. So it was a neat trick to do. And I would prank call people and stuff. So I knew what he sounded like.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. So I would do, you know, I love that stuff, but I didn't get to watch it as much. And, you know, like a lot of people, if you tell people you read Stephen King, which is what I typically read these days, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I did that in high school. I'm like, well, good for you. I could not have done that in high school. I definitely couldn't have done that in any school. Yeah.
Well, the Shane, have you seen Child's Play at least? Or
no.
Okay,
no.
So that's probably a good reminder that our listeners may not be familiar with this horror movie franchise, which first arrived in 1988 with the original Child's Play. And then at the time, it was one of the highest grossing films. Horror films of the decade. Mm-hmm. Then it was followed by Child's Play 2, then Child's Play 3.
Makes sense.
Then The Bride of Chucky.
I was like, I'm trying to remember when what's her name came in and did The Bride.
I don't know what year that was, but it was basically 4 was The Bride of Chucky. Then there was the the seed of Chucky, which always sounded dirty to me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
like sounded, yeah, he's, yeah.
Gross.
And then the cult of Chucky.
Cult, okay.
And it's like the last new movie they made. I think there might even be like a TV series based on Child's Play. And then I think in 2019, they just remade the whole thing.
They just revamped it or whatever.
Yeah, just, yeah, right. And, I think of Chucky, in some ways like Jason and Freddy Krueger, like they've just entered into the cultural zeitgeist, like
the horror mascot.
Sure. They're just like you carry a Chucky doll or you dress up like a Chucky doll. Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's, you know, I'll tell you one of the, for me, what I like. Or a thing that I find very interesting is the guy that does the voice of Chucky. Do you have that in your notes?
No, I don't have anything about that guy.
Yeah, so he's a character actor. And if you see him, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that dude. And I didn't know. Yeah, look. I think Shane's going to look it up. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Aren't all actors character actors?
When people say that, they usually mean like they're not like a movie star like Brad Pitt.
Oh, they mean like they play a certain character.
They tend to play little characters here and there, but they're not like, you know.
And also, they're not that person. When you see them on screen, that's not who they are in real life. So, for example, have you watched House of the Dragon?
I'm not, but I know what you're talking about.
The main woman in that show.
She plays a dragon or something.
Yeah, no. You're like, wow, she's good.
That's a hell of a character.
No, but she's very like, she's very stoic and very like.
Oh, right.
In the show, she's very stoic and very put together. And then you watch videos with her. Her hair is cut crazy. She's like jumping around, acting crazy and stuff. You're like, that is not even anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
wow.
That's an awesome actor. Like, I can be myself, but I can't be.
Yeah, good I think like that's that. The thing. Like, a character actor is somebody who, like, they just kind of morph into whatever that character is. You're just used to them being that.
Yeah, and
they're an actor that you see in something. You go, where have I seen him or where have I seen her?
Oh yeah, Brad Dourif.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So Brad, like, if you find earlier pictures, so he's been in
he was in Dune.
Yeah. Oh, episodes of the X-Files.
Oh damn, let's go.
Yeah. And he's so that's the thing. Like, if I see him. I'm like, what's his name again? So I look him up. And
he's the voice of Chucky.
I don't even know what
Chucky's voice sounds like.
Yeah. I know. Well, why are you talking about it if you don't know what he sounds like?
Yeah, I forget. I did find it. One of my favorite offshoots of this story, it's not what we're talking about, but is in Pinson, Alabama. Did you guys hear this story of this 5-year-old who looks remarkably like Chucky and his mom helped him perfect like a Chucky costume, but it's just like him walking around his neighborhood and he freaked his fucking neighbors out so bad.
Oh,
like
the cops got called. I think I have seen those videos.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Cause he looks so much like Chucky.
I've seen like, little people dress up like him. Maybe they did that on Jackass or something.
Oh, probably.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And run around like, you know, scaring the crap out of people. Yeah. And you know, it's a small person because of how they're running.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's definitely not Dorf on horror.
No.
I miss Dorf.
But that's the thing. Like, you look, this guy, Brad Dorf, he was in Lord of the Rings. He was Wormtongue. And
he
so
was.
He was like, just a really, I think he had like black stuff in his mouth, and it was really.
Oh,
weird.
I remember Wormtongue in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, you probably don't. You may not.
No.
So that's him.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. He just kind of falls into these. Like, he was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and
he made a lot of money.
He was a racist deputy in Mississippi Burning. He plays some oftentimes fairly villainous characters.
Oh, that's crazy.
But he's great. And so, like, that's the thing. I'll see him in something. Who is that guy? Oh, it's Brad Dourif. And he does, you know, the voice of Chucky.
That's awesome.
And I'm sure I can look it up, but I think he's always played the voice of Chucky.
Yeah, probably. Once you're that
yeah,
character.
Yeah. I think he's...
Well, since Shane, you haven't seen it, you probably could guess this without seeing the movie, but the gist of the whole movie is that a killer is out on the run, and he is being pursued, and just before he dies, using some voodoo, he sort of transfers his soul into a good guy doll.
Oh, Freaky Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, his body's just like a doll.
Yeah. That's right. So it's okay, like, yeah. So, and then this doll gets purchased, and that sort of is the back.
Okay,
which,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I think sounds, you know, stated that way, like a sort of a plot device of like, mm-hmm. this is scary to have a doll, but people got to buy into like, how is this doll alive? So they create this sort of backstory.
Okay,
for
yeah.
Right. Yeah, but, it can't just be like a Teddy Ruxpin that went rogue.
Yeah, right.
Just,
gotta,
just take his tape out. That's all you got to do.
Well, hold your horses on
that.
Oh,
okay.
Well, the real story behind this is not that different.
Oh, shit.
Now, I will say the director has denied that this is the inspiration for Chucky, but most people think that at least the guy knew about it and he incorporated some facets behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the real story of Robert the Doll.
Okay.
Is a real doll owned by Robert Eugene Otto. Mm-hmm. The real human being, Robert Eugene Otto, was often referred to as Gene or Otto.
Okay.
Robert always refers to the doll.
Did he ever go by Bobby? So he's a Bobby doll.
Bobby doll.
Which, by the way, is the drummer in Poison.
Oh, that's right.
That's it his is. Name.
Yeah. Oh, that's doll. Awesome. Robert the doll. We're going to call him Bobby doll.
Sure, that's of course.
Bobby nice. Doll nice. Was his nice. Doll. He was an eccentric person, eccentric artist. So, you know, like artists kind of get away with a lot.
Yeah.
Eccentric artist from a prominent Key West family.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is just to set the stage. This is like early 20th century, 1900s. Key West was pretty popping back then, I think.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah.
I bet it was great.
Like what year did you say?
Yeah.
I was like just early 20th century, like 1912. I don't know.
You're telling me it's hopping before they even invented planes?
That's where
that was even better than there was no tourists. It was like a cool place to live. You live on a sick ass island.
Oh yeah.
Author.
Hemingway.
Hemingway. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the it town back then.
Okay.
So the origin of the doll a bit murky. Some people said that it was given to him by their Caribbean housekeeper who was angry with the family. Some people said it was a gift from his father who returned from Germany. That's probably correct because eventually they traced the doll's origin back to the Steiff Company, which is one of the very first German doll companies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this is the impetus for Child's Play, this story.
This story, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. And the Steiff Company were the first manufacturers of teddy bears.
Okay.
I don't think they would have been called teddy bears because teddy bears were named for
Teddy Roosevelt.
Right. But yeah. I don't think they were just called bears.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Stuffed bears.
Yeah. That makes sense. Stuffed bear.
Yeah.
Or they had completely different. This is our get the new Seamus bear.
I think it's kind of weird to think about people not having bear, like stuffed animals. Because my kids had, like, we would be like, do you use this? And, like, of course, kids hasn't slept.
Yeah, the moment you point it out.
They're like, oh, this is
my favorite. You haven't touched it in 10 years.
Okay, so they had it. And they made this doll, pretty big doll, by the way, 40 inches tall. I mean, that's 3.5 feet.
So. Oh, yeah, that's big.
That's a pretty big doll in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The doll itself had its own teddy bear.
Okay, this is getting nesting doll inception style. Nice.
Yeah, right. And then what the parents did is the doll, because it was tall, was then dressed in some of Robert, let's call him Otto.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
Otto's actual clothes. So Bobby doll was dressed up like young Robert.
Okay. That's smart, though. That's great. Because then you don't got to buy a new outfit. You just got them. You know? That was always the problem with my Cabbage Patch. I was like, I got nothing for this kid.
Yeah. But, I mean, all dolls kind of ended up naked at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. You got girls?
Yeah.
That's all they do is take all the clothes off.
Yeah. And they all have that weird, like the crotch gusset is always real weird. Like
smoothie. They got a smoothie.
Yeah, it's like a weird hip dysplasia going on. Yeah.
It's called thigh gap.
That's what I was getting ready to say. They have an enormous thigh gap.
It's the original thigh gap on those things.
Well, so here's where things get a little again murky. But at some point, everyone in the family, the Otto family, knew that something was up with this doll. Mm-hmm. It had some kind of power beyond what we think of as normal. Otto loved his Bobby doll, loved it. However, he apparently had a habit of blaming it for everything that went wrong. Yeah. Right?
By the way, we have that in our house.
Yeah.
We call it Jasper. When both of my girls would say, I didn't do it. And the other one was, I didn't do it. My wife and I must have been Jasper. We hate that piece of crap. Yeah.
Is Jasper an inanimate object or just a fictional?
Just a fictional character. I think
the guy in Family Circus made a career out of this.
I
don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Not me. And you're don't know. Like,
oh, yeah.
Geez, that was the terrible, worst comic strip ever. It was
like,
so bad.
Yeah, like you get to watch this jackass run around his neighborhood and see his footprints. What kind of comic is it?
He had three comics. He had three. The guy made a living off Not Me and I Don't Know. The frickin' Bobby goes crazy and watches footprints. And then dead angel grandma's hovering above something sweet.
You read a lot of Family Circus. My gosh.
This conversation is how I feel when I get off stage and young open micers are like, what the hell is this shit he's talking about? Running around the neighborhood? Like, what is this bit? Like, what is this old timer? What the fuck?
Family Circus was a really bad, I mean, all comic strips are kind of bad. It takes a lot to be the Far Side. That's the only really.
Yeah, those are great.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes is good too.
Is legendary.
So there is at least the official Robert the Doll. If you go visit Robert the Doll in Key West, the museum where he's kept in an airtight glass case, taken out once a year to just be checked because he's made out of straw. So they want to check to see how much of the straw is deteriorated and all that. But you can go see him to this day.
I was going
to
ask you what he looks like. Does he look like Chucky or are they just not really?
He's scarier to me than Chucky. Because they dressed him in like a sailor's uniform and his face is all worn off. It's a creepy looking doll.
Also, old dolls are creepy.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Boy or Brahms, The Boy 2?
No.
Because it sounds. Yeah. You should see the. Do you like horror movies?
I mean, I like my son. My oldest son is really into horror movies.
Yeah. So the boy is this girl goes to. She agrees to like nanny, she goes to this house.
It's a common setup in horror movies.
Yeah, so she goes to nanny and finds out that what she's nannying is a doll, and the old couple leaves to go on vacation and leaves her to nanny this boy.
Oh, fuck that!
That is a doll.
She getting paid regardless though?
She is, but it's like. You can see where this would go. Like it's not.
They fall in love and everything.
they do.
Straw babies.
The sex scenes are weird. But it is. It has a good twist to it. And that sort of thing. So something about it made me when you were telling the story about Bobby doll, that it sounds along those same lines.
Right. Right.
Like maybe. They also took, from that. So I don't know. I do like a good creepy doll. You know, I like the one from Saw. I think it looks good. I feel like it looked good and creepy. I like the more monstrous, the better. Annabelle, I think, is a creepy looking doll. I've seen all of those. Oh, yeah. He just showed me Bobby Doll.
Is he in bandages?
Yeah, well, sailor outfit.
And he's got his.
It's like almost like no mouth kind of thing.
Yeah. What was like Otto doing with that thing?
Yeah. awful stuff. He basically blamed the doll for all misfortune.
Yeah.
And kind of like what you said with Jasper in your house. Yeah. And other people claim that it was all the housekeeper who did some voodoo because she was mad at the family. They didn't pay her enough. Mm-mm. Get them back. I'll show you. I'm not sure it matters the backstory. What matters is that this doll had a few decades of crazy activity.
Yeah, let's hear. Ownership and whatnot. Like that is.
Yeah.
So what happened is Otto went to art school, came back, set up shop in his parents' house with his now wife, and they had a turret at the top of their house, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Really cool, you know? Yeah. Down the Keys, probably could see for miles.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a turret.
I would love a turret.
Yeah.
As long as you're saying turret, not turd.
Turret. It's not a widow's walk, it's a turret.
It's round. They call it a turret in the notes I read.
Now you're gonna make me go Google a widow's.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you ever go to the beach?
I'm a fat ginger. What are you?
stayed in the house though. Yeah, yeah. You know, at the tops of houses, they have decks on the top of the houses. That's a widow's walk because sailors would die at sea, and their widows would just go on top and just keep an eye out.
I always called that the crow's nest.
Well, a crow's nest is on an actual ship.
Yeah, that's the little.
That's where the dying sailor lived.
Yeah, he was in the crow's nest.
She's on the widow's walk. I got it. So he said that's where Robert, he loved Robert. Mm-hmm. Wife couldn't stand Robert. She's like, Robert stays in the turret. He's like, fine, the light's better there anyway. I'll paint up there.
Yeah.
So that's where he's always worked. So kids walked by this house for decades and they would see the doll in the window, like looking at them.
Hell no.
like they would see the doll moving and stuff like that. So you're like, well, that's probably just Robert.
It's a puppet show.
Starting his day, just kind of.
Yeah.
No, it would happen when they were out of town.
Oh hell,
the doll would be moved. The doll would just show up inexplicably in places where
it shouldn't be.
It should not. Like, did you move the doll there? Like you know, you just walk in the living room, the doll's on the couch, and the wife's like, I told you not to put the doll. He's like, I didn't touch the doll. So the doll just appeared all around the house. And then people would swear the doll's facial expression changed. Like they would be, the doll would be present and they'd be like, was it smiling earlier? And they were like, I don't think so.
You definitely should see the boy and a couple of other, but like the boy will be like, you know, the whoever's look, because they've made two of them. And the person will be watching it and like just staring at it. And, you know, the boy doesn't do anything. Brahms, he doesn't do anything. And then the person will like get up and go to the kitchen and then just they're focusing on the doll that's not moving. And all of a sudden it goes.
Yeah, that's the kind of turns stuff Robert
head,
the doll would
just
do.
Just turns its head and its mouth might open a little bit. And it's still doll-like. It's not like it's suddenly like it's like human facial features.
Right.
But it just turns its head.
Yeah.
And it's like. What are you doing over there?
Right.
The person doesn't see it, but then they come back in and then sometimes the doll's face is turned and other times it's like, wait a minute, didn't it just turn its head? Now it's fine. What's going on?
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, that happened with many times with Robert and there was also the pervasive, but the common sound of giggling.
Oh,
in rooms, like people would.
That's me. I'm sorry.
No, there should be no laughter in the house. Who wants to die?
That was really good. So you have a future. Watch out, Bob Dorf.
That's right.
So now, today, Robert, the doll, is 117 years old.
All right. Spring chicken.
Yeah. He lives in Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida.
Wow.
In a display case that was recently renovated due to a fan of Robert's. He is, you know, climate controlled, UV protection, only comes out once a year.
Like Annabelle.
Yeah. And here's the thing. He gets 3 to 4 letters per day.
Oh my God.
Of people asking for his help.
Yeah.
Some of them
are people
asking for forgiveness because apparently people will go and take pictures of him and they're like,
their lives get messed up.
Yeah. They're like, you got to ask him permission to take his picture. And if you don't, people's planes have like crashed and people, like, their houses have burned down. It's, like, it's real, like,
Wow.
Make sure you ask Robert. Yeah. There's like warning signs on the thing of like, so some of these letters are people sort of begging forgiveness for like offending Robert.
Does he listen to podcasts? Robert, listen, we're sorry, okay? Yeah,
we aren't making fun of you. Yeah. We're very interested in your story.
We aren't Freemasons.
Speak for yourself. I don't know if you have time for that, so I don't want to. So,
some people ask Robert to hex someone they don't like.
Oh,
hey, I need you to come haunt someone I don't. I mean, that's
just wild. I mean, the fact, but I mean, I guess that's, you know, when you see these people, like, I mean, freaking Charles Manson got married while he was in prison before he died.
Yeah.
And you're like,
he had a harem.
You're like, what moron says, I love him.
Yeah.
Why? Like he
wrote some great hits.
Good musician.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so I guess it's the same thing. Like, I mean, honestly, you got to be mentally disturbed to be writing, unless somehow it's, equated to like Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it is, to be honest.
Yeah. Here's a question. Does he ever write back?
Interestingly enough,
he does.
What's his penmanship? Like?
The curator tries to answer every letter.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds to me like she's justifying her pension or whatever.
Yeah,
that sounds like a horror movie right there, the curator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know she's just putting in phone numbers for mental health services in that person's area. That's how they're applying.
Yeah, especially she said the ones from kids. She tries to answer the ones from children who...
Kids should not be
right. What kid is writing to an evil doll?
Robert the doll, man.
Who's letting their... Hey, honey, what are you doing? I'm just writing Bobby Doll a letter here.
Yeah.
Telling him about how you didn't let me have an extra juice today.
He's the only one that gets me.
Yeah.
It's a wild story, and I want to just pivot to something else because I think it's important. Is that I think sometimes when you hear these stories, you're like, "Well, he's 117 years old, it's a different time in history, and all that." And what I want to say is, it is, but this haunted doll stuff is all over the place, even in modern times.
Yeah,
there was a family in Houston. That had a Elsa, you know, Elsa, the Frozen.
Yeah. Which,
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah, this is crazy. So they had this doll and it started acting on its own. Like it switched languages to Spanish, which was weird because it like didn't have a switch or anything. It just all of a sudden started singing Let It Snow, but in Spanish and talking in Spanish. And they were like, well, that's bizarre. But you can write that off, right?
Because you're like, this was supposed to be in Mexico.
It's supposed to be the Encanto doll or whatever.
That's not it. But then they were like, well, turn that thing off. So they would turn it off. It would still sing on off. And they were like, well, this is crap. Like, take the batteries out.
Yeah.
It would still sing in Spanish without the batteries in it.
Weird.
So they're like, this is... Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah.
So then,
hell no, hell no.
Yeah. So then they were like, get rid of this thing. So they threw it out into the trash can. And a couple days go by. Guess who's back in their house? The same Elsa doll. And the mom was like, I know it was the same one because it had marker on its face.
Oh.
And we asked our daughters, which one of you got that out of the trash? And they were like, neither one of us.
Yeah.
And their mom was like, I kind of have to believe them because one, they both wanted it gone because it was so, it scared them.
Yeah.
And two, like, they're just not the kind to go like digging through the trash. So the mom and dad were like, screw this. They double bag it and they go out and wait for the trash to pass, throw it into the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, good riddance. Shows up again.
Oh,
it comes back a second time.
You gotta set that thing on fire.
Yeah, you gotta. So you know what they did?
What?
This is the meanest thing I've ever heard of anybody doing.
To a doll?
To another human being.
Oh, no.
So they had a friend in another state. They're in like Texas, but they had a friend who they knew somehow.
Yeah.
And they packaged the doll up and they sent it to him with no return address. So they're like, not our fucking problem.
Why not just put it to any address? Why be a friend's address?
Why do it
to your friend?
Yeah, why do this at all?
Why not do it to a horrible person?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah,
mail it to one of these horrible leaders of these countries. Yeah. You know?
Is this, he's going to hear about this on the pod?
No, he found out later because
it was stabbing him.
He put it on the front of his truck, like he strapped it to his truck, and his truck kept breaking down and everything. Shit. So then he finds out because they're like, hey, we sent you that doll. And he's like, that doll's brought me nothing but misery.
Oh,
they tell him the story. He puts it in a lead pipe, seals the lead pipe, and throws it into Lake Michigan.
Wow.
And that's where the doll sits to this day. Like Jumanji waiting to be found.
Wow. So you know somebody's going to do that. You know there's going to be a diver in Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
They're going to find it. They're going to turn that into a movie about the doll you found in a lead pipe.
It's going to end up in an antique shop. And like someone's going to buy it and it's going to be. So what an awful thing to do to somebody.
Yeah, though. Why would you do that?
I don't.
Hey, here's this haunted relic that we own. I'm just going to send it to someone I don't even tell them.
Yeah, that's
I always wonder like about that sort of thing. Like, you know, like is it really haunted or are you projecting onto it that it's doing this and doing that?
Oh, like the mom was somehow a ventriloquist that kept saying Spanish.
Take for example the Elsa doll that was singing Spanish. Like my brother bought a printer that kept only in Spanish, and he found out it was not supposed to be. It was supposed to be, you know,
right,
the Mexican version or whatever. And so he took it back and got the one
wait,
that was on.
Wait. You tell me it was only printing stuff in Spanish?
No, he was saying like when you go to read the screen printer, it was like, all in Spanish.
The printer's supposed to print what you said.
And
you
couldn't change it because it was not supposed. He didn't buy it like at Best Buy. Is a nice way to put it. So anyway, so like maybe it was a doll that was made to be in a Latin country.
Was made to work with batteries.
Right? Yeah. No. Well, so that's what I'm saying. It's like. Okay, it sang in Spanish. Like, did it really work without batteries? Did it? Like, are you projecting on this? Like, are you sitting there because you've heard it singing Let It Snow a thousand times in Spanish? All of a sudden, you're just sitting around. It's nowhere in your house. And you're like, do you hear it? I hear it. Like,
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, which is weird because I love horror movies and I love the idea that some of this stuff is real. But at the same time, a lot of times I'm like, well, that clearly can't happen. You know what I mean? I'm all the time just like, that can't happen. That's not real. That's not going to, you know. But I love it anyway. I love, like, it's like Bigfoot. You got a nice picture. I love the idea of Bigfoot. Yeah. I would love it if he's real. I don't know if he is. Like, you know, if you watch documentaries on it, it's like, this dude clearly is like, it was me. I know, I'm sure y'all have talked about it, but I'm just saying, like, it's along those same lines. Like, if people hang their whole lives on things like that, you know, like, I believe in, you know, I believe Michael Jackson's still alive.
Right.
And he's bagging groceries in, you know, Wyoming or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're pretty sure we saw Epstein last night.
Yeah. The good night's open mic.
Oh, really?
crazy.
It's crazy.
You know, my wife and I were watching a scary movie once when my oldest son, so this would have been like 14 years ago, was a kid. And we had a rule when our kids were growing up that we didn't want anyone to buy us battery operated toys.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's always like somebody sends you over something that's like, that's a chicken. And it's like, I think shit's just on all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much. Sometimes you don't even have to trigger it. It'll go off in the middle of the night. You will lose your mind.
And so, of course, I have a very strong-minded sister who I love dearly who was like, that's a dumb rule. I won't get him what I want.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so they got him for when he was learning to crawl, so about his one-year birthday, this Winnie the Pooh doll that crawls. And it's like, his head would turn and he'd be like, crawl with me. And crawl with me.
Yeah.
So,
it's not scary. Not just your impression is scary enough for me.
Yeah.
So, we were watching a scary movie and we hated that doll. And it was one of those things where as the batteries died, so like
we froze
were, that thing came into the living room and turned its head and was like,
I love that.
My wife flipped her shit.
Yeah, I bet.
I took that Winnie the Pooh and just punted it out the front door to the street. I was like, I'll get it tomorrow.
Thought we were friends.
It's like, why is he talking like Eeyore?
Yeah. That is awesome.
My grandma had one of those monkeys with the symbols.
Oh, my God.
And it was sitting at the on the floor next to the door facing me in the room I slept in. And I was like, I hate this thing. I'm just going to go to sleep. Fucking 3 a.m. It just fucking flipped out.
With the creepiest smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I wonder if sometimes these things, you know, here's a theory if you want to try to make something that would make sense of this, is that dolls, these inanimate objects, get oftentimes become very real to children.
Yeah.
And very much loved and attachment and that kind of stuff. And if you buy into this idea that there's energy signatures that we don't quite understand, there might just be something about how that energy signature in these objects allows for some sort of dimensional travel that we don't quite get or some sort of possessive spirit. I don't know if that's right.
Yeah.
But in the way that a house can be haunted because it's got like energy that comes from tragedy or death, like, can a dog get it because it comes from just this, like, just raw emotion of a child, especially if there's been trauma involved like, you know, the doll, you know.
Based on the movies I watch, which is a lot, you know, it's completely possible for an object to be haunted. You know, I've seen it where it's a box, you know, or whatever
That
sort of thing. Like, you know, and that's the thing, like, I watch videos online, it's not like what I spend most of my time watching, but like I'll watch videos of, like, you know, we've caught these ghosts on, you know, this ghost at a hotel and this ghost here, and I'll watch them, and you know, my mind is going, all right, how can you fake that? So I'm I think most people are. I think, you know, with technology these days, you can do a lot of stuff that, like, but I watched, I know this will, I watched I love the Muppet Show. It's probably one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. And I watched the Vincent Price episode like 2 nights ago, and they have ghosts because it's Vincent Price and he's on there. So they have ghosts on there and you can see through them. And I was sitting there going, how in the world can you have ghost puppets that you can see through in the late 70s, early 80s when they're doing this? This is the first season.
I'll tell you. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Because they used to do this in the 1800s by gaslight in theaters. So what they do is they have the stage, and then they put a giant piece of glass in front of the stage and projected it like a 45-degree angle or something like that. And then you have people on the other side of the glass below, lit from below. The actors, and they're shining, and the reflection is on the glass.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's how they did it.
It was really neat.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. That's how they do the Haunted Mansion in Disney, too. That's the same technology.
Yeah. By the way, Shane is very funny to me. Oh. So when he says things, I always think
there's a joke coming.
that he's just jerking my chain.
Yeah.
Set you
so
up.
So he's like, when he said, I can tell you how they do it, and I was like, oh crap! What's it gonna say?
Yeah.
But that totally makes sense. Yeah, and you know, I just found it fascinating because the technology is so much better now, and you're watching it going, well, how did they do that with you know? But honestly, if you watch the Muppets, I mean, it's already technology of, we're gonna shoot, everybody is standing up with their hand up a puppet's butt, and we have to put the person who's gonna interact with them, like, above us.
Yeah.
So, like, I watched an episode with Paul Williams, and he's sitting in a chair, and they are literally dancing around the chair. And in my head, I'm watching it. I love it. And I'm going, how do those people run around not run into each other? But anyway, that's very off topic. But I'm just saying, like, so that's when I watch the videos online and try to figure out, like, you know, or people just, you know, but sometimes you watch and go like, no, man, this is,
yeah,
this does seem possessed. This does seem like,
yeah,
there's an entity in this, like, I mean, you know, there's some good video. There's some good, like, it not just, you know, some doofus going like, here's some, you know, there's, yeah, some, right, people that are like, you got to check, right, this out, man. And, so, I mean, I can see, and you, like you said, it was a Caribbean woman that,
right,
that I don't know if she made it or if she gave it to him, but like, you know, voodoo seems like it's a possible thing. You know, people sure, certainly.
I mean, the Serpent and the Rainbow. I mean, oh, it was, yeah, a based on a real book.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, by a guy that went and studied basically how they make zombies there, which is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No. What's it called?
Serpent and the Rainbow.
Serpent and the Rainbow.
Serpent and the Rainbow. I have not.
It's based upon, yeah, a real zombie. There's one documented zombie in this world. It was a guy that was pronounced dead, and then people said he's still alive, and he was alive for like, yeah, 20, 30 years after he was,
oh,
dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he was controlled by this voodoo doctor. Who,
oh, I got to check that out. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, based on a real story. It's pretty crazy.
Which it could just be scopolamine. Which, do you know about scopolamine?
I do not.
It's a zombie drug that they use in Colombia. I can't say it. It's from this flower that's like a trumpet-shaped flower, but you just, criminals will blow it in someone's face, and you can't not breathe
completely
it in.
Completely.
And you're under people's control. They're like, go to your bank account, pull your money out, give me all your,
really,
money. And like, you can't.
People have given, insane, away all their money. Sign over the deeds of their house.
Have y'all talked about that before or something?
Yeah, I mean, we've mentioned it before, but yeah, there's, right, a good Vice documentary about it.
Just, oh, okay.
It's insane.
That sounds,
it's a real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. Like, I, so I assume that's illegal.
Oh, yeah, but they just grows on the streets. I mean, if you, yeah, process, it's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a friend of mine was a set. He managed the set. He's in film, but he managed for these model shoots. And they would do model shoots in like, you know, Caribbean and, sure, then the, mm-hmm, islands. And he said that when he went down, you know, the first time, they were like, told him all about this drug. And they're like, your models should not ever go off. And they set up like a little world. Mm-hmm. They should never leave the campus, you know.
Because, oh, wow.
Because it's, they will get, people know they're here and they, yeah, will get this stuff blown in their face. And you'll never hear from them again.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
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 You learn something new all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, listen, what are you guys' final thoughts on the idea that, like, haunted dolls or haunted animate objects, Robert the Doll, horror movies in general, the Child's Play? You know, I think that, one, I'd like to go to Key West and roll the dice and just be like, he ain't shit, Robert the Doll.
Oh, God.
Not take a picture. No, picture.
I'm just kidding.
Play him this podcast.
I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. You know, I'm fascinated that they could have just burned it years ago, you know? It's made of straw, especially.
Right.
So, like, they clearly hold reverence for it in a way that they're fearful.
Yeah.
And so, like, if they're going to encase, unless it's like, you know, Barnum and Bailey, and they're fake people out for 100 years or whatever. But it's like, if they hold that much reverence for it, that they put it in a case and it's hermetically sealed, and they're like, nobody can get to it and all that stuff. Like, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing it. And it is creepy looking, but, you know, compared to what they, you know, the imagination of horror movies these days. Like, it's not nearly as creepy as, you know.
You don't think, I somehow think that old dolls,
yeah,
blank faces are creepier, yeah, than, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, things that are not trying to be scary.
Like, no, they certainly can be.
Sailor suits are scary.
Maybe,
yeah,
maybe it's just the fact that I have seen a lot of, you know. And it's funny, I probably saw the original Child's Play, I would guess, in the 90s. But it's not one I'm drawn to go watch again. Because I feel like it's a bit of a horror comedy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's always full of, like, little quips.
Yeah.
And there's very few horror comedies that I like.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, House.
You feel
House?
Like you could just.
That one with the guy from Greatest American Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was. I saw that recently.
Really? Yeah. It's a
horror comedy. Yeah. That was kind of wild.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some that are. There's this great one with Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, yeah.
And. It is, I know that the poster is yellow, and it's her and a bunch of kids, and they're visiting like a zoo or something.
Okay.
And there's a nuclear place next door.
Oh, hell.
And yeah, zombies come. And it is awesome. It is a great, great movie. So she's I highly great. Recommend it.
Yeah.
I finally knew the name of it. But anyway.
You feel like you could just kick the shit out of Child's Play? Kid,
yeah,
Chucky?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like.
Like a little doll comes and you're just like.
Yeah.
Like, because you know, you watch, especially me, I watch horror movies and I'll see people. I was just talking to one the other night. I'm like, why are you going in there?
Yeah.
No need. Why are you like, just leave?
Well, because it has to be a horror movie.
It does, but like,
what's the right play? If there's, yeah. if there's a doll out in the, in, you know, out
yeah,
in
I
the
would
room.
Think, I would think that you would go punt it. Honest to God. I think yeah. you would like,
punt the
even,
doll.
If he's, even if he's wielding a knife, I'm like, you know, worst case scenario, he gets my shin and I'm just going to punt the crap out of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but like, but it's a doll. Take a ball bat to it, man. Like, I got a ball bat and I don't play right. any sports. I got a ball bat in my house.
Do you think two people try to kill these dolls? Maybe the trick is not to kill it, but just to like,
release it into the wild.
I sort of like put it in a lead pipe and put it in the bottom yeah. of a lake and let another generation deal with it.
Or give it a hug. Maybe that's all it needs.
Give it some onions. If it's got a knife, let it chop up.
That's right. Get the work.
It wants a job, man.
Show me your knife skills.
Yeah, you know how many fugitives find solace in chef work?
Yeah. I see stories on CBS this morning all the time about it.
I mean, you meet a cook at a comedy club. That's, yeah, man. That's a horror right there.
Do you know how to make fajitas?
Yeah.
Wait, they don't have fajitas at comedy clubs. That would just be too loud.
Chicken tenders.
They used to have fajitas at Goodnight's.
Not a sizzling plate of fajitas.
No, it couldn't.
No,
have been.
But my favorite was one night they were behind in the kitchen and the show was starting, so they sent them upstairs and they were like, "We'll just bring it up there." So they bring up fajitas and people are eating them, and I'm on stage. And I was like, y'all are just going to eat your fajitas during the show, aren't you? And somebody holds one up like, come get it. Okay. I stood on a table, stepped out onto a table, which is very risky for a fat guy like me. And I grabbed one. I took a bite and then put the rest of it in my back pocket. Because it was fun. It was fun.
And they dogs chased you home.
That's right. Yeah. So, it's, I don't know. Yeah. I the idea of a haunted doll, it intrigues me. I think that's the thing. It's like, it's a trope.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing with horror movies. There's lots of tropes. That's why it's fascinating when you find one that is not playing on a similar trope that you have seen in all these other movies. And it's something new like Parasite or The Witch. The Witch is such a different take. And I think it has to do with it because it's such a time, you know, it's in the 1600s, mm-hmm. you know. And real quick, and I know this is not at all what we're talking about, but I watched the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Like when it really happened?
It's 1974. It's terrible. It is absolutely. Listen, you hate every single person in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you ever seen it?
What's the one where they're sitting at a table eating dinner and somebody just starts hitting the other guy in the head with a hammer? That's not Texas Chainsaw.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I can't watch that movie.
It is.
I can't watch that
movie. It is. And it's.
Why? Too scary or too?
No, it's kind of along the lines of like, these are real people doing things that real people would do.
Yeah. It's,
and it's like, there's no rhyme or reason. It's like.
That whole movie is there's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's a massacre.
And I read up about it and it said that, you know, these young kids are going to check out the old homestead and they run into this family of cannibals. And I never knew that it was like cannibals. Of course, he's Leatherface, but it's a face made out of other skin. And
why not just put another face?
Yeah.
You could have had a whole bunch of them.
And so you, as you watch it, you're like, none of this makes any sense. It's just real connected from this part to that part. But one of the kids is in a wheelchair. Call him a kid. He looks like a grown man.
Yeah.
And he is so annoying. You are literally happy when he meets his end. You're like, you are a terrible. Like, and I don't, you know, I was texting my buddy Dennis the other night when I watched it. I was like, have you seen this thing? He's like, yeah, I love it. I was like, why?
Why?
I was like, I said, this dude in the wheelchair is so, like, he's like, Sally, where did you go to? And they're like, they got to go find somebody. He's like, you got to push me through the woods in a wheelchair. I'm like, oh my God, Sally, leave his ass. Like, he is a terrible person. So bad. I'm sorry again.
No, that's,
no, that's not.
And
what
this
we're
is Dennis McCullough.
Dennis McDonough. Yeah.
Sorry.
He and I. He's a guy who used to be a comedian. He lives here, and he and I talk on a regular basis. And we used to, when you could go to the movies and feel good about it. we would go see horror movies. We'd be like, all right, this one's coming out. You want to go see it?
Yeah.
So I don't see nearly as many in the theater now as I do.
Man, that's.
I rented one from Redbox the other day because the Black Phone.
Oh yeah.
So I wanted to see it, and I was like, I don't know when I'm gonna cover. Yeah.
Cover art's good.
It's good. It's got Ethan Hawke in it. He's good.
Nice.
So what's your final thought, Shane?
So my final thought, I love haunted objects. If you go on eBay, there is so many things, and people make so much money selling haunted objects, whether it's dolls or boxes. Or,
really?
Yes. This is a side business that all of our listeners should start.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Yeah, we probably would make more.
Everything in this... Studio's haunted. Look at that Jim Carrey doll up there.
Yeah, that's haunted. That's haunted.
Why don't I just pull the crap out of my house?
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, anything my 15-year-old has touched probably is.
Yeah.
You just have to write a good enough story
for people to believe. Dude, it's amazing. You're paying for the story.
You're paying for a good story. Yeah. And then if something evil happens, you're like, he was right.
And if you're lucky.
My mom's dead.
Yeah. If you're lucky, one of those haunted objects is reflective and the person that took the picture is naked.
Have you seen those?
Those are fun.
What?
There's like a weird fetish where like people will be like, I'm selling this teapot, and it's like a chrome one, but they're naked in the fucking the reflection. It's like
they don't think about it. They're like, listen, I just got out of the shower. Now's a good time.
Yeah, perfect.
Take a picture of this chrome teapot.
It's their way of like getting out there. It's like that or an improv class.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I like haunted objects. I think they're great and fascinating if they're real. I think that another option could be it's either a haunted doll or what if when people reincarnate, maybe they just get lost along the way and they're like, that looks like a body.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, this is a fucking doll.
Yeah.
I got straw. I'm not even, I guess what I can do is
look
just.
Look at this thigh gap.
Look at my thigh. I don't even have genitals.
Yeah. I'm like, I got a smoothie and a thigh gap. Yeah. What was I thinking?
Yeah. What the hell? I should have gone into a fetus.
No nipples, nothing.
Nothing. So, of course, if that you end up that way, you're like, I don't know how to die. The best way to die is just scare people until they fucking put me in a lead
pipe.
Burn me.
Honestly, like, but again, I've watched movies where the Ouija board is involved, and almost every time they try to set it on fire. And then it just shows up the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
Ouija boards are real, though. That's
they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're actual.
Dolls are real.
Well, I mean, they're actually things that come at touch the ether for sure, I think.
Okay.
Do you fuck with them? It's just weird that they're made by Mattel.
Parker.
Yeah. Is it Parker Brothers or Mattel?
We have one that's made before Parker or whatever. It's
really?
Wooden and it's like. An ancient one.
Is this from your wife?
No, my mom. She's got it in her closet.
Really?
We had an old one.
I thought, because your wife is, or at least her, she's not, her family is not.
She's brown.
I don't know. I wasn't trying to say that. What I was trying to say is, like, I didn't know if it, like, originated in another country.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the history of Ouija. There's a good website that lists all the Ouija boards ever manufactured in the history of them, which is really cool. And I found this one on there.
Not every one, but every model,
but it like traces back to like before it was bought and mass produced and like the different ones you'd find like, in different like regions of the
America. They've got the 6 million ones that Parker Brothers have put out or whatever, Mattel.
Yeah.
But they're legit. Like I know multiple people that fuck with Ouija boards and like, I will never do it again.
I don't think you should fuck with Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, I love this stuff, but at the same time, I'm like, I got my limitations. Yeah. It's kind of like the metal music I listen to. Like, sure. I listen to heavy metal, but the moment you sound like a grizzly bear, I'm out, man.
Right. Do you like Who?
Oh, now that's Mongolian throat singing. So that I'm all on board.
Okay.
I'm talking about these guys that are like they just do double bass and then just smash the crap out of stuff. Double bass drums.
Yeah.
And then it's just somebody going. And you're like, and I got a buddy who loves that. I'm like, I don't understand why you. Yeah. Enjoy that. Like, you can't understand anything he says.
I was at a very small gathering of friends, and somebody was playing that, and I had had some herb.
Oregano?
No. The devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
Oh, iceberg.
That stuff was playing, and
I understood every single word. Yeah,
really?
And I was like, I'm out of here. This is, so I was like, I'm not, dude. It was even scarier.
Yeah. When you should try it on mushrooms.
I'm talking to you. You better listen.
Oh, nice.
Like,
nice.
I liked it better when it was just.
This is, I'm going to probably cut all this, but this is, have you ever fallen asleep listening to music and found that you're able to hear the music in a way you've never heard it before? Because that is the best.
Yeah, I have. Do you know Welcome to the Machine by Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
So if you've ever heard it, it starts out with sound effects. In the beginning of it, sounds like wom, 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 yeah. wom, 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 wom. Like, and to me, Pink, especially that era, Pink Floyd, like, I feel like it should have been the soundtrack for Blade Runner. I feel sort of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And I've never had that sleep paralysis per se, but I did have a little bit of it, I think, in college. And that's what would happen. I would feel like something was pushing on me, and I would hear.
Oh, you know what that is? And that's not when you're listening to music, right?
No, I don't think I was.
Oh, you know what that is? That's like the beginning stages of leaving your body, like astral projection.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so what happens is like sleep paralysis, and then you vibrate, and it sounds like rushing, like it's in like it's like a cacophony of sound. And right before you like leave your body, you like it's like a ramp.
You should
up
master
sound.
That, dude. Come back and
I'm
talk
sure. Well, I'm sure my body can't leave my body because it's too heavy. It's like that's why I never really did. It's like we were trying, man.
You just
but
gotta
Jesus,
be,
light as a feather,
few.
Stiff as a board.
Yeah, you just gotta be stiff as a board, dude.
Yeah. Leave a few, lose a few pounds before you can do that.
Before we sign off, though. Where can our listeners find and follow you? And if maybe what should you tell them about?
Everything is, I think just about everything is Comic Big A. So my website is comicbiga.com. That's my handle. Comic Big A is my handle on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. I think, I found out figured out the other day that my, YouTube is I Am Big A. So I tried to have like emails early on years and years ago that was just Big A, and somebody had already taken it. My buddy was like, if you just say I am, you can be whatever. You know?
Yeah.
So I have. Yeah. It's that's, you know, even my email address, Comic Big A. And I have a dry bar comedy special.
Very funny.
And thank you. Thank you. I will tell you a real side note, and I know you edit, so feel free to edit. But you know, the folks at Dry Bar will put it out, and then everybody and their brother can comment on it. So you're never supposed to read the comments, but no. I saw. Yeah, I'm stupid. And I read a couple, but mainly this one. And this dude loses it because he is, I could not enjoy this because of all the evil imagery behind the comedian. Does he even know? And it's like, he goes, it's like, this is the Illuminati at work here. And I'm not making this up. Like when you were telling your emailer, like this is just like this. And a couple of other people were like, I was thrown by that too. So I have watched it, you know, like the backgrounds are completely random. They shoot like, you know, six people in a weekend. So six people have that same background.
Wow.
And it's like, It was like it was almost like a giant entertainment center with just crap on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, some circles, some pyramids, some this, that, and the other. And they there's no pentagrams. I mean, you're doing it in front of the Mormons, but like,
yeah, I was going to say it's dry bars, like Mormons.
That's the funny part to me. It was like, this is supposed to be clean comedy. We do it out. They're not all Mormons, but you're doing it in Utah. And then there are people who are like, oh, you see how evil this is? The evil imagery. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't get the, all the school lunch chairs on a wall, which is one of the backgrounds.
Oh, nice. And,
or a clock or whatever. I'm like, I just got whatever they put. You have no say in it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was like, but still, who looks at that? Like, I don't have that mentality that I look at that stuff and go like, here's an evil image right here.
Right.
Like, it's a triangle, dude. They're shapes. You should try them, man.
Check them out. Yeah, the most recent ones I've seen, I'm like, what the hell is that background? But I wasn't like, that's evil. I was like,
no.
Who got that background?
Yeah, no. They're just, you know, they have a set designer. And I think depending on the set, it depends on how much they charge. Like, you know, like your special might cost $12,000 to make, but the next person might be $20,000 to make. I'm like, well, maybe not go so wild. How about a red curtain, man? I've been going with that, man.
Yeah. Wait, so, they charge you for your own special?
They don't charge you, but they pay you to come do it. And then there's a production cost. And once your special has covered its production cost, you get some extra money.
But it, you don't have money. To pay if it doesn't.
No.
I was like, wait a minute, what is this racket? Right.
And there are some that they have recorded that they never released because like they don't, you know, I don't think they go out. I know they don't go out personally and scope for every comic. They have other people doing it, and they might record one and be like,
oh, yeah, that was a lot of
stuff. So there's definitely some that they have never released.
Ooh, that's the ones I want to see.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, man, this has been so much fun as always.
Thank you all so much for having me. Y'all are awesome. Yeah. I love that you have this studio and come back. That I got to leave my family for the evening.
Hell yeah. Yes. Well, look, this is the Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Andy Forrester.
Yeah.
Peace. It's awesome. I love it.